likes to touch himself. Dracula hates the Welsh. They're the two weirdest guys near ya. So come and bask in their power for about an hour. It's Atomic Disaster Theater.
Life is a chase. It's like an Indiana Jones movie where there's like a crowded street in, I don't know, New Delhi or something. And Indy's just barreling down on a bad guy and they're running through a crowded marketplace somewhere with people holding baskets on their head. I'm sorry if I'm being culturally insensitive. And, you know, he's like pushing people out of the way and he's got that look in his eye. He's got that desire. He's got that drive, that urge, that pressing need for speeds to catch that thing that he be after. And isn't that what everybody does all the time? No matter what, when you boil it all down, friends, we are lovely little hamsters. And my Lord, how we love our wheel. I just thought of this seconds ago because I went to my favorite place in the whole world, Amazon. And I'm clicking around. My A key is not working. And that's very dangerous. I mean, it's working sometimes. And I believe this is the earliest I've ever gotten sidetracked ever in the history of an episode before, but fuck it. I'd really rather my achy breaky A key on my keyboard, I'd really rather it just stop working altogether than work, 65% of the time. Because I'll be typing, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. And then I get angry, and then I have to go back, and then I have to smash an A key. And it's only a matter of time before I go from smashing an A key to smashing an entire thing, see? I'm not a violent man. But I've said this before. If I have paid less than $100 for you, you'd better come correct and you'd better act right, because I will smash a bitch. All right? I will bane backbreak technology. This isn't a threat. This is a promise. This is a vow before any god that will listen to me. I will pick up a keyboard and smash it over my knee exactly like Bane did to Bat, like precisely. Just take that cover of that comic book. I forget which one it was. I always want to say Batman 500, but Batman 500 was when he came back, I believe. It had that foil cover or whatever the fuck. It was stupid. But whichever Batman it was. What was it, 493? Now I have to look this up. Which Batman comic did Bane break Batman's back? Let's see how many A's I missed. One A missed, two, I missed three A's. All right, this keyboard's not going to last this episode. At the end of this episode, I'm going to smash this keyboard because I am very upset right now. Batman 497, July 1993. What a good year. What a good year for love. What a good year for Dave. That was, yes. So go look up Batman 493 and see that cover. And all you need to do is Photoshop my face over Bane's and put a keyboard broken in fucking half. Where Batman is. So yes, that is violence. Now I don't like being upset, but I think that's fair warning. So to any technology within the sound of my voice, you've been warned. Okay. So how about this? Why don't we make a deal? Why don't you just work the way you're supposed to? All right. I don't use a keyboard with my knees. I use fingers. I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary that should have a keyboard break and just stop working. Well, the one key and a key. That's a pretty important key. It's the first letter of the alphabet. That's important to everybody, right? First come, first serve, they say. This is what I'm told. I don't want to kill, but I will if I have to. Anyway, glories, the glories of the past, the chase. I was just on Amazon, or Mzon, as I typed. And I searched for an Xbox Series, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm irritated today. Why did you do that? Why did they name the Xbox? They're doing because every time I search it and I put, okay, let's see. I want to look for the new Xbox, Microsoft or Xbox Series S. Right? That's it, right? But they did like another one called the Series S, which, why? What is S? I don't understand this. It's, what is that thing where they rank things like tiers, you know, like this is an S tier. Why do they do that? Is A not good enough? Or maybe they tried to use A, but it wasn't working properly. So they tried the S key, the one right next to it. And okay, that makes sense. Never mind. I figured it out. But, you know, like in Resident Evil, if you beat it in 45 minutes or whatever, you get like an S rating. There's like a special, I guess. I don't know. I'm drinking this coffee. Maybe that's it. I changed my coffee brand. Well, not my brand, but the flavor. And it's messing with my internal combustion and my chemistry here. My ovaries are churning at a significantly lower rate. I have an ovometron here where I measure the rotation of my ovaries, and they're just off kilter. They're off kilter by a centiliter or so. Man, now I want to start talking about coffee. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. But the past, the we exist to reclaim old glories, to experience the things we felt before. It's like the Anunnaki, for example. Those wonderful lizard builders who cannot feel, but instead, my friends, feel through you. That's what we do. We think about a better time. We think about a better thing. And we seek to relive that over and over and over again. I am on Amazon.com. I'm searching for the Xbox Series W, which stands, of course, for Series whatever the fuck whatever. Do you realize that this, again, quote, alleged, this alleged new generation of video game systems? I say alleged because I have to say alleged because it's a scam, just like everything else on Earth and beyond. The new video game systems are not, they don't deserve the title. I'm very religious on this. I'm a hardcore traditionalist when it comes to things like reality here. And in this reporter's humble opinion, you cannot claim to have a new generation of video games unless there's one very, very important caveat. There's one, only one caveat in my opinion. I think I'm using the word caveat wrong, but let's just push on. If you see a video game and you think to yourself, wow, I've never seen anything that looks that good. That's noticeably better. I was going to say significantly better, but I'll be fair and I'll say noticeably better. Then you can say it's the next generation of video game systems. Example, go look at some Nintendo Entertainment System games, and then go look at some Sega Genesis games or some Super Nintendo games. You see, because first you have the Nintendo, that's the normal one. And then you have the Super Nintendo, which is the super one. And if you look at both of them and the games they are capable of producing, the Super Nintendo is, I can't believe it. It's actually a lot better. It's, some would say, super better. These days, it's not really like that, is it? I think it's a scam. I think all they did was take the interior of a PS4 and an Xbox, whatever the fuck, and just give it a new box and then sell it for outrageous prices. This shit does not deserve to be called. This is offensive to me because I come from a time when a new game system, when a new generation of game systems matters. You saw progression in leaps and bounds, just in visual presentation alone. What are we getting now? How fractionally better, if even that? If even that, I'll tell you something. And I'm old. Like, I am very easily impressed when it comes to games, I feel. And graphics and whatever the fuck. Because, like, I still watch videos from games that were out, like, 5 or 6 years ago. And I'm like, but that's amazing. I can't believe we're doing technology like this in 2022. Oh, this game came out in, like, Obama's presidency. Like, I am very easily impressed, right? I don't think I'm a snob here. And you can't call this shit the PS5, Xbox, whatever. That's not, I'm sorry. That's not, I wouldn't even call it a half generation. You need visible fucking improve. You need to wow me. When I was a child, when I was buying a Batman, Bane breaking Batman's back, and when I was 13 years old, a new system would put fucking hair on my nuts, man. It was an enormous deal. I remember I was in the Ocean County Mall, and I saw at a video game store they were playing like Battle Arena Toshinden for PlayStation 1. I'm not proud to admit this, but I peed right in my pants. I couldn't help it. The pee just all came out at once. It was like I jizzed pure pee. It just was like a frog I only know this because a frog peed on my hands one time. I was indoors. I'm not like Dennis the Menace, just handling frogs outside on a daily. No, it was because when I was 18 or something, I don't remember. But when I was a teenager, I worked at PetSmart for like a day and a half, a little bit, a couple of weeks maybe. And I really wanted to hold a frog, so I tried to seduce the amphibian woman to let me, you know, hold a frog. So, you know, she touched my butt and stuff like that in the back room, and then she let me hold a frog. And I remember it was one of those frogs that sticks to the glass. You know, the ones that, like, you just walk up and they're just slovenly. It looks like God just picked one up and threw it at the glass, and it's just, like, splattered against the glass, like TK Combo's Fatality in Killer Instinct, the first one. I think that's his name. I don't remember. TK Combo? Is that it? TJ. TJ Combo, not TK. TK was one of the guys from Suicide King. Anyway. Very underrated movie. Suicide Kings is good. I mean, it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it's pretty cool. It's a fun movie. It's neat. So anyway, yeah, so frogs. So I wanted to physically molest a frog in my hands. And because, you know, no, they can't speak English, so they can't tell anybody about it. So I was there, and she said, do you want to hold after the amphibian woman touched my butt? She said, Dave, do you want to hold a frog? And I just nodded up and down like real hard, you know, like a kid when they're like, And she was like, all right, hold out your hands like this. And then she like cupped her hands together, and I did so. And then she said, okay, here you go. And she took the sticky frog and she put the sticky frog right in my hands. And my face immediately lit up like a retard is how my face lit up. And I stared down at the frog, and I was like, I was so happy. And then it pissed all over me. And it was like, it wasn't like a stream of pee. It was just an explosion of magnum quantity. It was just a single, unfocused, violent spurt of frog piss all over my hands. Yeah, it was pretty righteous. But I'm standing there, and this happens to me, and this frog just comes in my hands, right, immediately. And I wanted to just throw it. I wanted to just kill it. I'm just a hot flash of, but like, I was betrayed. Like, all I did was love this frog from afar for as long as I could remember, and I just wanted to hold it and just caress it in my filthy hands. And it betrays me by coming pee all over me. So I wanted to, I thought it would be, in my mind, I saw it play out like a scene from a movie or something, where I just, like, in disgust, hurl the frog, but it's a sticky frog. So I picture myself, like, just violently shaking my hand back and forth, and this frog just flailing its long, sensual limbs all over the place. And the woman, you know, turning the lights on and off very quickly and spraying me with a water bottle as I'm just murdering this. Like, I'm just, the frog just has whiplash. Its neck probably, I don't know if frogs have necks. I don't think so. I think the head just goes directly into the beaver tail or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a fucking zoologist. Which leads me back to Xbox, obviously. Battle Arena Toshinden, I saw it, and I peed. I frog peed. Right then and there, explosive amount of urine. My father was humiliated, but he understood. He was like, Dave, you know, I want to beat you up for that, but to be honest, I did a little bit of that myself. That's pretty cool. And I can't explain the joy of bringing home a brand new game system. And it goes beyond getting new shit. I'm an old man and I'm real bad with money. So I understand. I know what it's like to get new shit. I know it. I know that feeling intimately. I crave it. It's the only thing that gives me an erection these days. But it's truly something special when you bring home a new gaming system. It's like new opportunities. It's the advancement of technology. It's out with the old and in with the new. It's like, look at where we are now. God damn it. It's a triumph of the human spirit and the frog spirit and the frog urethra. So I'm on Amazon.com trying desperately to type on this keyboard now that is in dire need of a fucking beating. This keyboard is going to catch a severe beating as soon as I turn this off. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's a shame because I like it. It's small. It's compact. But it has to die by my hands. As is the samurai, the Bushido code of honor that I live by. So I'm on Amazon.com. I'm searching for the new Xbox because the PlayStation 5 just looks a mess. It's white. I don't like pure white. I get that maybe they're going for the Apple clean, futuristic look. I think the PlayStation 5 looks enormous. I think it looks stupid. I think it looks like an alien's pussy, if I'm being complete. I don't know what it is about the general shape of it. I just think of reproductive organs of a cyborg of some kind. And I just don't like it. I just don't like the way it looks. Also, I'm a mercenary. I have no loyalty. All right, I go back and forth, back and forth. I got, you know, like I tried to be a hardcore Sega person, like when the Genesis came out, because I never had a Nintendo or a Super Nintendo, which explains why my life is a mess right now. I just wasn't brought up properly, you know? My father thought I was advanced enough to just skip directly to Sega Genesis. And it forever scarred me and marked me as an outsider because I never played The Adventures of Bayou Billy. When that hurts if I'm being honest with you right now. So like for a while I was just all Sega. I was like, the fucking Genesis, this is 16 bits, this is obviously better. Fucking who needs Zelda, who needs Super Mario, you know, what is all this? What, the Zelda's the girl? I thought it was an elf guy named Zelda. I don't know what the fuck. It's called The Legend of Zelda, you know. Nobody calls Super Mario Brothers Super Peach. You know, like, I don't know, a little weird to me, but whatever. So I was defiant. I was willful. I was defiant. I was just not, I was like, no, I am Sega man. This is now how I roll. And then Sega CD came out and I got the shit out of that immediately. Well, I didn't get it. My parents did. I was 11 at the time, but you see what I mean. And I fought. And I knew it was doomed, and I knew nobody cared, and I knew it would fail. But I'm loyal to the end. So I stood there, like, my relationship with Sega CD was like the end of Terminator 2, when Arnold just willingly lowers himself into lava and does the thumbs up as he's going down. That was Dave. I'm going down with the ship. I know this was a bad investment. Father, I'm sorry that I made you buy this for me. It didn't turn out that great. Look, I loved it. I had a great time with Sega CD. I thought those full motion video games were the wave of the future. I thought they were the new shit. Night Trap, still love it to this day. To this fucking day, I will go on YouTube. I'll watch Night Trap, the movie. I'll just put it on fucking play. I just like the sounds. I just like to hear it. Why? Because I'm still running. I'm still chasing. And this is a long, drawn-about way to get back, finally. Finally, maybe let's try to rein this shit in a little bit. Let's rein this rancor in because it's feeding time. That feeling of getting a new video game system, you can't put words to it. It's the feeling of progress, the feeling of evolution, the feeling of things are gonna improve. Things are gonna get better. Tomorrow's gonna be brighter. It's gonna have more bits. So I'm on Amazon. I look up the new Xbox. And people deserve to die, you know, because everybody knows these new systems are in demand. So when they're available, somebody will go out and take out a small business loan and buy them all and then sell them for $800, right? And I'm upset. This shit's been out for like 2 years now. 2 years! 2 years! By the time I get one, I'm going to be able to have sex with my... There's going to be virtual reality plug into your dick hole directly, a USB-C cable, and have at it. That's the only thing that's keeping me alive right now. The thought of that. You know? Maybe Elon Musk can keep a promise for once and give me that before I die. How about that? That would be awesome. I just want to pork my motherboard real quick. Anyway, I go on there and I saw something I've never quite seen before. Because every now and again, I will check and see if any of the new systems are available. And of course, sometimes they are for exorbitant, mind fuck numbing prices. Now, don't get me wrong. I've spent, you know, $700 or $800 on some questionable things in my day. Believe me when I tell you. But I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to be price gouged to that extent ever, because it's not about what I get. It's about the insult. For some reason, I will not bend on this, right? So I'll wait. I'll wait 8 years if I have to. I am not gonna get fucked and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars more for a video game system. Anyway, so they had a thing that I've never seen before, where it said like temporarily out of stock. But like it was like request an invitation. And then it had a little thing that said like click for more information. And I was like, what the fuck? What is this? So I clicked on it and I read it. Here's the gist. So Amazon knows that people are doing this. They'll buy them in bulk or whatever, and then they'll sell them for outrageous prices. Because the earth needs to burn. Really, is what they're saying. We need a Alderaan Death Star level event to happen because I am very angry. So they say, look, we know Alderaan Death Star event. So what we're going to do is you click this button right here. And when one of these bad boys becomes available, we'll email you. They'll do a background check. I don't know. I'm assuming that if you ask for an invite to buy, I have to ask for an invite to give you $500. What is this? My A key doesn't work. I have to ask to spend money? Huh? Strange times, but this is the business we've chosen for ourselves. So I guess I get it. And they're just like making sure I'm not buying them to resell them. You know what I mean? So I guess. And then they said something like, if one becomes available, they'll go down like their list. I don't know. And they'll give you 72 hours. They'll like send you an email and say, hey, we have one available. It's yours if you want it. We think you're okay. I guess you're actually going to play this thing instead of just, you know, immediately flipping it. So I just did that. I just clicked on that. We'll see where it goes from here. I will keep you informed. And perhaps by the next presidential election, I can have a shot to buy, to spend money on a video game system. And it makes no sense. It's perhaps the dumbest thing I can imagine, because my computer beats the shit out of a fucking Xbox, whatever the fuck we're on. So really, I just want a new thing. I want that joy. I want that new console smell around. I want to open that box and get up in there, if you know what I'm saying. I want that new thing. I want to go back. I want little Dave to open that Sega CD and just be awed, confused, amazed all over again. That's just what I want. I just want to feel that again. And if you ask me, well, Dave, okay, let's say tomorrow they say, hey, guess what, Dave? We heard your podcast. We heard you crying and complaining and your A key doesn't work. We felt bad for you. Here you go. Top of the list. We'll get it to you same day. How about that? We know you like that. And if I had an Xbox series, Xbox season 12. And you say, well, Dave, well, what's the first game you would get? I don't know, man. I probably wouldn't get any. I don't want anything for it. I don't want any. I just set it up. I'd look at it. You know, it's simple. It's very Borg-like. It just looks very simple. I like that. I like the color scheme, the black and the green. That's nice. I used to love the PlayStation 4. The black and the blue, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's simple. I like simple designs. I am a simple man. I am a meat and potatoes man, Connor-san. But here I am. And here I go. Chasing that electronic dragon. Trying to relive the times, the excitement, the hope for a better tomorrow. I make this comparison a lot because it's a great one, I think. I think it's a super great one. In Dungeons and Dragons, there's a guy named Lord Soth, and he's one of the Dark Lords of Ravenloft. I think he escaped. I think he went back to Dragonlance because Dragonlance sucks and they needed more bad guys. And they were like, well, Soth is like the only popular thing we got going. So we should probably just have him come back so we could sell books and stuff. So anyway, so Lord Soth, when he was trapped in Ravenloft, he's like a death knight, you know, so he's a big gnarly knight guy of death. And all the Dark Lords of Ravenloft are cursed in some way. And Lord Soth, his particular curse was he would have these mirrors in his throne room and they would like surround his throne, and all the mirrors would do would be like they would play his past glories over and over and over again. And he would just sit in his throne, this lifeless husk of armored decay. And he would just sit there and stare into the mirrors for years, reliving his past glories. And that was his curse. And that is my curse. I am Lord Soth. I am he. Tee-hee. Tee-hee. So come with me and let us stare together into the reflection of excitement, the reflection of hope that once was, oh, so long ago, back when graphics and video game generations were clearly improving, hand over fist, you could not look at a Sega Genesis game and a Nintendo Entertainment System game and confuse the two. You just could not even do that, let alone a game from 8 years prior. It was a simpler time back then. Keyboards, I don't know, worked. How about that? I never had a phone. Remember the phones with the giant cords that would get tangled up like a Ebola? What's not Ebola? Bola? Bolus? What's that weapon? With the two, it's like two balls and there's a string attached to them and you throw it and it trips people. I don't know. Bane's favorite weapon? Not Bane, Batman Bane, but the God Bane from D&D. Forget what world it was. Forgotten Realms, probably. I don't know. But there was a cleric of Bane, and he, like, because you'd, if you were a cleric, you'd use, like, the favored weapon of your god, and Bane's favorite weapon was, like, the bolas or something like that. Like, what a stupid, clunky, unwieldy fucking thing to carry. Just two giant heavy balls and a string between them. That's embarrassing, man. That's pretty embarrassing. Yes, it is. So, I want to go home. I'm tired. I'm cranky. I'm crabby. I want to smash my keyboard into 10,000 pieces. And this is relatively new, didn't I? I just did it a couple of episodes. Not a couple of episodes ago, but a while back. And I was fine. It was cheap. You know, I don't need much. I don't require much. And God knows I don't get it. So that's pretty annoying now that I have to look for another thing because I can't, and I don't. Because remember when I was going through my keyboard? I'm sorry. I feel this is horrible. I'm all over the place today. But I remember when I was looking for keyboards and the love of a mother. So I have a tendency to do this, right? If I need something, I'll go and I'll, instead of just doing research and finding exactly what I want and spending a little bit of bread to do so, I'll rush and get a bunch of cheap options and pick the best among the one that's closest to what I'm looking for from amongst the rubble, right? It's like, all right, I need something. What can I get cheap and what can I get fast? And I will just make do with that until I break it in half over my knee. Bane style. Bane style. Atomic Disaster Theater, episode 142. I believe, but let's double check because I am a wreck. Yes, it is 142. How are you? Excellent. Let us begin. But I'm not just sitting here getting the goldenest of showers from amphibians all by my lonesome. Heavens to Betsy Nosies. Sharing my peculiar interest in zoological water sports. And sitting directly to my left, looking passably pissable, looking battle arena Toshinden-tastic, he is the man of the hour, the tower of power. He'll devour toddlers. He is the one, the only, the immortal, Count Dracula. What it is, Count, what it is, and what it will be, the floor is yours. Sweep it. Good evening. It's very nice to be here today, Dave. You must be pretty excited that you're on a list of some kind to buy a video game system. I'm actually pretty demoralized that it's come to this, that I have to ask permission. Like, I have to ask permission to buy something. I have to ask to give somebody money. That's very sad. That's very sad to me indeed. I guess I understand. But these are the lengths I go to feel honest to God human emotions once more, living vicariously through commerce.
Right, whatever. So you mean to tell me, like, if they send you an email that one of these things is available for purchase, you will buy it even though you don't need it or, well, really want it?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I think you nailed it precisely.
Okay, so here's the time in the show where I am supposed to tell you that it's a really stupid idea and you should probably not just, you know, throw away money like that when we can go to the track and bet on the ponies.
Noted, Count. Noted. You also, you may want to wipe the side of your mouth. You've got a rib cage dangling there for a little bit. But you know, Count, you always go on and on about my fiscal irresponsibility.
Because it's true.
All right. That you didn't need to underline that, but noted. I know you're just looking out for me. You know, and you're my financial advisor. You're like the Secretary of the Treasury, in addition to your other numerous titles here around the bomb shelter. And I appreciate your concern always as a friend and business associate. But don't ever question me on the show again, or I will make that back go crack-a-lack, if you know what I'm saying. Just ask my keyboards. Go in the backyard, dig up some of the corpses of previous broken in half keyboards, and you ask them how openly defying me ends up. Okay? Do you have a question for me, Count?
I do. It's time for Ask Dave. Where I, Count Dracula, get to ask you, Dave, any one question that you must answer completely and totally honestly.
I'm ready, but I'm going to have to put you on a list, Count. You're going to have to ask for an invitation. And then when I get a moment, I will email you telling you that you have an available question to ask me, but within 72 hours you have to respond or else the offer is forever rescinded. Oh, wait. A question is available. You may proceed. Within the next 72 hours. If you take 72 hours to ask me this, then I'm afraid you will lose your spot in line.
Okay, man. Dave! What do you think about recent events that saw Vince McMahon step down from his position and retire from wrestling?
Well, Count, see, you assume that people are as screwed up as I am. Not everybody knows any of this stuff. You have to kind of massage the edges of your question. That's not correct. That's not what I meant to say. That doesn't mean what I meant it to mean. But I'm sorry. I can't go on anymore. I can't. I have to address the elephant in the room, the elephant in the brew, my new coffee choice. All right. I was on a long time Folgers hazelnut kick. That was my bag. That was my coffee of choice. And it's good. It's awesome. It's very good, actually, and I would highly recommend it, but a man's got to change. A man's got to evolve. A man just can't sit on his throne and soth out all day long. So I picked up a giant Donkey Kong barrel full of Folgers, like a real dark roast. And I don't know what it is, but every time I think of dark roast coffee, I'm like, man, that sounds phenomenal. And then I drink it and I make that face like every baby in every YouTube video ever that eats something bad. You know, they have that dumb, I'm a baby, just put something in my face look. And then as soon as they eat the thing, they pause for a moment and just stare blankly and then make a, you know, open their mouth and make a dumbass face. That's what I do. I do that every sip I take of this stuff. It's not that it's bad. It's all right. It's just not what I expect every single time I take a sip. My mind is confused. Like, in my mind, I have a taste that is not this. Yeah. I was fooled by advertising. I'm the victim here. Again. The coffee's cold. It's Folgers Black Silk. How fucking sexy does that sound? Black Silk. See. Count. Because, you know, as I always say, Count, I like my ladies like I like my coffee. Dark and hot and with big ass titties. So I see a giant barrel of Black Silk. I'm buying it. Or I'm asking for an invitation for them to send me an email with, you know, 72 hours. You better come buy this shit or we're going to ban you from Coffee Town. From Beantown, if you will. So here I am. I've got my giant sippy cup filled to the brim with Black Silk. And every single time I take a sip, I make the baby face. And that's why this episode is so terrible and why I can't string my fucking thoughts together. Just so you know. But wrestling. I used to love wrestling, man. I used to watch wrestling all the fucking time. It was my jam. I remember growing the fuck up. Monday night was like a sacred night. You had a WWE Raw. Well, it was WWF back then, and then there was WCW Nitro on another channel, and I would just flip back. And forth and back and forth, back and forth. I think when it started, wasn't Nitro only an hour when it started? Then it went to 2 hours, then it went to 3 hours. 3 hours is too much, obviously. But at its peak, at the peak, tippy top, every single Monday night, five glorious hours. Five, count them, five. I dare you. You won't, but I dare you nonetheless. 5 hours of wrestling, and Dave was there to watch them all. Take me back, Count. Take me back. But yeah, anyway, so Vince McMahon owns WWE, and he's owned that company for 40 years or something like that. I don't know. His dad started the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, so the WWWF, and then he took it over and whatever. So what happened was, and I talked about this a couple of episodes ago, there's apparently some scandal/no scandal. I still don't understand what the big deal is. he was sticking his dick in some secretaries or some paralegals or whatever the fuck, and then he paid them millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to shut up. They said, okay, give me millions and millions of dollars and I'll shut up and I'll even sign a legal agreement to the fact. They do so and then immediately say, I'm not going to shut up. Which begs the question, do they have to give the money back? Can they be sued now for breach of contract? Because you willingly signed the contract saying you weren't going to do something, and then you did something. See, here's the deal. Here's the thing. I'm not a doctor or anything, but a non-disclosure agreement is something somebody signs that says, I'm not going to disclose a certain thing. That means zip them lips, right? Is what that means. It means here's money. Here's a lot of money on top of the lot of money I was paying you to suck my dick, right? And all you have to do is not tell people. But it's just too much to ask. He only gave millions. You know what I mean? Silence is apparently worth billions.
Dave, you're doing it again.
Doing what, Count? Making perfect, logical, reasonable, rational sense?
No, you're victim-shaming. He's a monster. And Vince McMahon was sexually abusing some of his employees.
No, Count. Don't you know anything? Don't you remember we're the Webster Party? We're Websterians here. Words mean shit. In this house, words mean shit. Now, if Vince McMahon went up to some fine young thing that worked for him and grabbed her by the throat and slammed her against the wall and said, listen, bitch, I'm going to touch your twat real good and you're going to like it. And then did so. That's terrible and horrible and should never, ever happen except in Dave's fan fiction. But if he then said, hey, about that whole grabbing you by the throat and smashing you against the wall and touching your twat real hard thing. Look, I wasn't at my best, so why don't I give you this suitcase filled with money? And you sign this legally binding piece of paper that says you're not going to tell anybody. Okay? And the quote-unquote victim, as you say, because, you know, I pray to be victimized with millions of dollars like this. But anyway, so the victim says, okay, oh, that works for me. That's a trade. That's a trade. You were insulted. I still don't think this was the case, by the way. All right? Because if that happened to you out there in fucking La La Land and somebody abused you in that fashion, if somebody took liberties with you in that fashion, if somebody victimized you, truly, honestly victimized you, it's beyond money now, isn't it? Wouldn't you say, no, man, fuck you. I'm going to the cops. I want justice. I'm going to take you to trial. I'm going to, you know, you can't do that. You can't treat people like this. I am going to go to the authorities and tell them what you did. I'm going to stop you from doing this to others. I'm going to take a motherfucking stand. And I am not going to allow you to use your power to victimize me or anybody else. Because if you've done it to me, chances are you've done it to other people. Wait a minute. Did you say money? Go back one. Can you tell me the money part again? We can do that instead. Fuck everybody else. Give me the cash. So, now don't get me wrong. This is life. And what's the motto of life? Get whatever the fuck you can out of it, because it's not going to be there forever. right? So whatever, if you can wear a tight skirt and touch your boss's butt and get paid $200,000 a year for that, by all means, do whatever. I kind of wish I could, but unfortunately, I was born with a dick, so my options are limited in that regard. The world doesn't open itself up that way for me to be victimized with hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm sorry. So anyway, I am victimized by having to work for my money. But anyway, so that's my thing. I am not saying that this is all great stuff here, because it most certainly is not. But if you are victimized and you want justice, then by God, go get your justice. But if you're going to take the money, if you're going to take, I'm a simple man, call me crazy, but if you're going to take the hush money, then hush, right? If you're going to take them, it's the mob is what it is, right? It's like, hey, look, sorry, we killed your family. Can you, you know, give me a price? How can we make this right? And you made a deal. Stick to it. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
You're still victim shaming, Dave.
I'm not. I'm victim blaming. It's different. It's very different. It's very different. Really about. I mean, I'm more disappointed than anything in this. I'm disappointed in Vince McMahon, not for what he did. I'm disappointed in the caliber, quality, you could say. It came out. So the last time I talked about this, there was like one fucking broad who this was regarding or whatever. And he paid her, I don't know, what was it, like a million, 2 million, I don't know, something crazy like that. More allegations have come out since then, you know. And it turns out he's paid some in the neighborhood of $12 million for these broads to just shut the fuck up. $12 million? And the paralegal, the first one that worked for him, I have no idea what she looks like. I don't need to know what she looks like. All I know is she was like 40. Now, Vince McMahon's like 70-something years old. So I guess you could say fucking a 40-year-old for a 70-year-old is a pretty big come up, I guess. But I'm very disappointed because if I'm going to spend millions, millions of dollars for, you know, I mean, you can't. Vince, you're going to spend millions of dollars to shut up a girl that's Dave's age? Oh no, not a girl. She's not a girl at 40. She's a woman and a half at 40 fucking years old. You're going to spend. Wait a minute. Let me get Vinny. Sit down. We got to talk. We got to have man to man. We got to have to talk about this. Take $500 and go to the nearest college and take a girl to Applebee's. I'm saving you money, and I'm just thinking about you, man. It's not hard. It's not hard. Allegedly, it's not hard to proposition young broke college girls for, let's just say, companionship. But I am saddened at his lack of taste. A 40-year-old, you forfeit your empire. You had to step down, walk away from the family business of 40 something years that you were the captain of this ship, and you lost it. I mean, I was gonna say you lost it for a woman, but I mean, hey, what guy doesn't in the end, right? But at least, like, if you're going to go down, make it for something worth it, or at least more worth it than a woman Dave's, a woman and a half anyway, Dave's age. Have you seen women my age? Huh? I'm poor. And I'm like, you know what? Nah. I'm cool. I'm all right. It's disheartening, Count. It's just, I'm shattered. I'm shattered.
Oh, okay, wait. Let me get this straight before I become outraged. You're telling me you're very, very disappointed in Vince McMahon, not for what he did, but because he didn't bro his empire for a younger girl.
A much younger girl. Much. Like, I want to go and see what this woman looks like. Only because, but no, but I don't, because I'll be sad. I'll be really, really bummed out, I'm sure, because, like, there are probably, it's just, if you're going to throw it away, make it worth it, or as worth it as it could be, right? I don't get it. The millions and millions of dollars thing, I just don't understand. Just buy a pro. It'll be so much cheaper than that. For the amount of money he paid to shut up one skank, I mean, employee, I'm sure he could have gotten way younger, much, much better looking, much, much cheaper. You're a businessman, right? Bottom line, cost-benefit analysis. My dude, where you been? Where have you been?
Dave, what you don't understand is it's not about the money.
You're right. It's about quality of poontang, QOP.
No, it's about an abuse of power, Dave. Vince McMahon was abusing his power over his underlings.
That's a dumbass argument, Count, because all women want to do is fuck men in positions of power. That's all there is. That's why gas station attendants not high on the poontang priority list, the PPL. If you know what I'm saying. And that's Count, now you're making me mad, because that's the thing I can't stands, and I can't stands no more. See, it's the honesty thing. I come on here and I bare my soul. I'm a confessed technology abuser under a certain price point, obviously. I mean, like, if I did end up with like a new Xbox and it was acting up, I wouldn't break it over my knee bane style. I would probably go have it looked at by somebody, but you know, under $100, you're toast. You're finished. You know, like Mortal Kombat fatality level, you are in danger. You'd better work as you should at all times. I will treat you well until you deserve otherwise. As I tell my penis each and every day. But I'm honest. I'm honest and I'm upfront. And I accept the responsibility and the consequences for my actions. All right? I smash a keyboard over my knee. Oh, well, I got to buy another one now. I shouldn't, at 42 years old, be having temper tantrums and shattering things in my basement. But it happens from time to time. I accept that. I admit that. I'm honest about it. I don't like the deception. I don't like price gouging. I don't like paying these inflated prices for the silence of Poonanny. It's just not worth it, in this reporter's humble opinion. I don't know how this relates to what we were talking about, and I actually forgot your question. But again, it's the coffee. It's this fucking black silk shit. I mean, who knows? It's my internal chemistry is all off. It's going to take me a while to readjust, to recalibrate to all this silk, all this hot silk going in my face hole over and over again.
Does it make you sad, Dave?
What do you mean?
That Vince McMahon isn't in charge anymore. Like, it's the end of an era.
I don't know, man. I don't care. I haven't cared about wrestling in a really, 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 really long time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's around. Like, I watch a lot of wrestling-related stuff on YouTube, but it's mainly just talking about, you know, when it was good. The good stuff that I like, the new shows and the new shit that's going on. I honestly don't care. I really don't care. And, yeah, I was going to start talking about wrestling. I was going to like segue into my thoughts on modern wrestling, but I don't have the passion to, like, I just don't care. And that's sad. Like, I'm very indifferent about it because when I was young, man, oh my goodness, was I into it. I loved it so much. So much. But now, take it or leave it. Don't care. I'm more upset about Vince McMahon's financial, you know, twat purchases and just his utter, I mean, the, Jesus. It's disheartening when guys who can actually buy quality are idiots. You know, like Donald Trump, he paid some fucking slovenly porn star, some aging porn star. I mean, she was probably not quite as old. I don't think it was recent or anything, but I don't know when that Stormy Daniels shit happened or whatever the fuck. But it's like, really, that? Again, I'm not against purchasing a service. Some might say I do it on the regular, but if you actually have the means, you know, if you're actually successful and you can get good shit, why are you going down for this? You know what I mean? Ugh, guys, come on. I just expect a little better from people with money. I don't know. I mean, I expect people with money to be corrupt. I also expect them to be kind of good at it. You know, discreet, like Jesus. See, this is what I truly appreciate about you, Count Dracula. I don't have to sit here. I don't have to cut checks to you on a daily basis for you to not go to the press with my rampant sexual abuse. And that, right there, is what friendship is all about. So, go down to the dungeon. Put on your maid outfit and let's have a little performance evaluation, if you know what I'm saying.
Do I have to wear the heels, Dave? It really makes my rheumatism act up.
Don't let me see you without them heels, Count. Shit.